Mario Guerrero calls for unity and workforce solutions at South Texas Builders Forum. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. South Texas Builders Association CEO Mario Guerrero urged elected officials, business leaders and residents to pursue practical workforce solutions and bipartisan cooperation during a forum focused on immigration, construction and the regional economy. Guerrero repeatedly emphasized that the gathering was intended to address the needs of South Texas builders rather than promote a political party. He thanked elected officials from different parties who attended and encouraged cooperation across political lines. "This gathering is not about politics," Guerrero said. "We are builders." Guerrero said construction workers have spent generations building homes, schools, hospitals, businesses and public infrastructure throughout South Texas. He argued that labor shortages are affecting the industry's ability to meet the region's growing demand for housing and development. "This is not simply an immigration issue," Guerrero said. "It is a workforce issue. It is an economic issue. It is a housing issue. Ultimately, it is a leadership issue." He called for legal workforce solutions that would allow businesses to continue operating while respecting the rule of law. Guerrero said the construction industry was not seeking special treatment but common-sense immigration reform and lawful pathways that would help employers maintain a stable workforce. Throughout the program, Guerrero thanked the Smith family for hosting the event and recognized members of the South Texas Builders Association Board, describing them as industry leaders committed to the region's future. He also acknowledged elected officials and candidates who attended, saying their presence demonstrated support for the construction community. Guerrero encouraged attendees to remain engaged in the political process by paying attention to which public officials participated in discussions affecting the construction industry. Before concluding the meeting, he reminded attendees that voter registration was available at the event and encouraged eligible residents to prepare for the November election. South Texas Builders Association Chairman Ronnie Cavazos echoed Guerrero's message, urging attendees to remain united while reflecting on the impact of workforce shortages and immigration enforcement on construction families. "We have a lot to offer America," Cavazos said. "We truly do." Cavazos connected the discussion to the story of Houston construction worker Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, saying his death reminded attendees that the issue affected working families throughout the state. "We have to pay attention," Cavazos said. "We really do." He urged those attending to participate in elections and remain involved in civic affairs. "It's our responsibility. The only way we can change things is by voting," Cavazos said. "Let's make a change. Let's make a difference. Let's pay attention." As the forum concluded, Guerrero invited elected officials, candidates, law enforcement representatives and attendees to gather for a group photograph, saying the image would reflect a community willing to work together despite political differences. He closed by thanking participants and encouraging continued dialogue on workforce and housing challenges facing South Texas builders. The South Texas Builders Association has made immigration reform and workforce availability central issues in its recent advocacy efforts, arguing that labor shortages are affecting housing production and economic growth across the Rio Grande Valley.